Many mornings throughout the summer, Boise residents can look up and see the skyline scattered with brightly colored hot air balloons. But this year, they have been largely absent. Scott Spencer, owner of Lighter Than Air America, grew up in Boise and has been flying hot air balloons for 40 years. He says even in the early mornings, it's too hot to fly.
We've pretty much spent the entire month of July, which I believe was the third hottest on record, with balloons on the ground. And, you know, they're so kind of iconic, and we get so many phone calls, people asking where they are, and that's the reason. It's simply the heat. It just isn't safe.
Right now, the air above Boise is even hotter than the air close to the ground, and this is affecting business. Last year, Bruce Patterson started the High Desert Balloon Company, offering rides to the public in a massive balloon that seats eight. He only got to fly 3 days in July. Those customers who can't fly have to be rebooked, which frustrates both Patterson and his clients.
This is our business. This is what we do for a living. This is our income. So it's not like I don't want to fly. I just have to be safe about it.
But Patterson says so far, August has been cooler and safer for flying. Spencer hopes the weather will cool down for the 21st annual Spirit of Boise Balloon Classic over Labor Day weekend. 40 balloons will take part in the event. For KBSX News, I'm Jessica Murray.